orbs everywhere, and not enough evidence to prove what exactly they may be. All this on today's episode of the Paranormal Rabbit Hole. All right, welcome back to this week's episode. Ooh, I owe you two episodes. I thought I did one last week, checked my own podcast and go, huh, I did not. I need to get on that right now. The last episode we did was Hellier, and I honestly thought, I don't know why, but I thought that that was, I thought that that was the most recent, but I thought I did it last week, and I was like, well, yeah, we've got one, never mind. We don't. We did not. But we've got one now. Orbs. We're talking. I don't know why I did the voice. That's weird. I don't. Anyways, ignore that. But no, this week we're talking about orbs. And why? Because it's a huge topic for debate, for discussion. You're realistically, if you're a paranormal investigator, like I mean paranormal as in all of the paranormal, cryptids, ghosts, demons, aliens, and all that, orbs have a multitude of meanings. If you're a ghost hunter, it's proof of ghosts. To some ghost hunters. Now, other ghost hunters and other paranormal investigators will be like, oh, well, orbs are a proof of an entity and of an, you know, of something. And then others will be like, I think that's just a bug or dust or, you know, a logical thing that would be floating in the air, a particle of ceiling tile that came loose from the ceiling tile. It just any kind of anything really. But that's what we're going to talk about. And here's why. I owe you two episodes. Why not bring out a banger straight out? Just orbs. There you go. Boom. Here it is. There it goes. In your eardrums. Out the other eardrum. Actually, sound just goes in. It doesn't really go out. That's not like our eardrums can communicate with clicks and whistles. That would be interesting. Anyways. It's just... Oh God, that reminds me of Mac and Me. God, if you've seen that movie... Mac and Me, never was there a bigger McDonald's Coca-Cola ad in the world than Mac and Me. I mean, Jesus. That movie was ridiculous. And that Mac and Me is about a bunch of Martians that get sucked into a probe that goes back to Earth. And they escape, and his parents run off into the night. And he gets into the back of a car and has crazy zany adventures with a kid before trying to find his dying parents and giving them coke. Not coke as in cocaine. That would be a different movie. Aliens on cocaine. It'd be like that Coke Bear movie that's coming out where there was a bear that ate a bunch of cocaine and like, rah, it was fucking insane. Yeah, that's a true story anyways. And that's even crazier itself, but we're going to get to orbs, I swear. But Mac and Me, bad movie. Horrible movie. Big ad. But they were giving the aliens coke. That's what they were giving them. They were giving them cocaine. They were snorting it and going, woo, okay, hey. And that's how they would communicate through whistles, actually. So that's what the tie-in is. Now, to orbs. Guys, orbs. Orbs are huge in the paranormal community. I mean, sometimes orbs can be ball lightning, which is in itself an amazing thing that has been witnessed and filmed, but you got to think to witness ball lightning. That's just an energy form. It's just a form of energy that's free floating. It's a ball of electricity, you know, pretty much. It's supercharged atmosphere. That's got to be intimidating and amazing to see and feel and be in the presence of, because you could probably feel that charge. You could probably feel it in the air pulling on your clothes or pushing on you or just, whew, God, that's got to, because to feel lightning, you can feel lightning hit. You can feel lightning when it hits that flash, you know, ooh, you feel it. Of course, that's the pressure of that coming down, cracking and exploding. You know, and the super heat, because that's super hot, lightning is. But yeah, I mean, you could feel in a lightning storm when lightning's in the air, you could feel that electricity in the air, and it's amazing. So to be in the presence of ball lightning must be pretty cool. But for some people, it's grandma or grandpa. For some, it's a spirit like a domovoy, or it's just a form that they're taking in front of a camera so that they're not seen in their true form. It's some kind of sprite or house fairy, or maybe a brown fairy, a brownie. You know, it could be anything. You know, a demon, an alien, an intelligent life form from another world or another dimension. It's multiple possibilities of what these things are. A majority of the time, though, unfortunately, guys, and I'm of that camp that we talked about earlier, of the it's dust or a bug. There's a logical explanation for all of these, but it's the videos, and I will admit there are several. Go on YouTube and look up orbs. There are several of them that are really just super freaky. And it's because there are some, now I will admit this, a majority of the time it's dust, bug, rain, maybe, I don't know. You know, in pictures it could be, you know, like water dropping from the ceiling and just catching the flash at that right moment that it looks like an orb. Or it's catching a piece of metal that's falling off of something and reflecting the light. Like, I don't know what would be doing that. Like, that's, you know, not rusted. And it's not going to be reflecting really well, but it would still probably show up as an orb, like a bright flash of light catching something. And I mean, I've caught orbs a dozen times. I've caught mist on cameras. But also I realize that sometimes exposure is not what it should be, and your breath can be caught on camera. So, you know, it's, you know, it's that kind of, you know, logical selection that has led me to see that most of the time the orbs that I have seen and investigated are usually very explainable and logical explanations for those things. That's what it more often will be. But there are those videos, man. Again, I say again, there are those videos that show these balls of light, or these that they're not moving like bugs, you know. It'll be an orb, but it'll kind of have movement of like a walk, and it's almost as if that's just all the energy that that ghost could muster to show its presence here, is that it's just a ball that's kind of floating like it's walking. And I've seen orbs that move like that, that kind of just look like they're walking, like they have that bob gait of somebody's head, but all they're able to present is this ball of light that you can see on camera. It's very strange. But I think sometimes the orbs we see are maybe a collection of energy pulling in dust and particles around it to create the shape of a ball to reflect light so that we can see them moving, because they're trying to pull energy to show that they're, it could be, that could be it, because I've seen some weird orbs, man. I've seen some weird shit in person and in videos. I can't remember where it was from, but it was a camera that was hanging on, it was on a porch, but it was looking out towards their woods. And you could see this ball of light, and it had a trail behind it. And you could see this ball of light just in the distance, just hovering through the woods, slow, like it's moving, but not walking. But it's just hovering smoothly through the woods, and it gets ever closer to the camera. And, you know, you start to see it a lot better, and then it gets a little closer, and it's a pretty decent-sized ball of light. Now, that could be ball lightning, but as I know it, ball lightning doesn't weave. It just moves in a straight line. If it's moving, it's in a straight line. Just pop, 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 pop. Just a form of energy popping and sizzling in the air. And you can just hear it. It's supposed to pop and crackle a lot, like popcorn, but not as ridiculously as popcorn, you know, like a staticky pop, like it's supposed to be. Oh God. Anyways, you can see the ball, like the actual video of ball lightning, not the one of the blue ball that's moving across the train tracks. That's a hoax. But there's an actual video of ball lightning. And you know what, guys, I promise to try and get better and do like a YouTube channel, or to at least connect to YouTube on here, like give you a link so that you can go check out these videos. And I'm going to learn that. You better believe it. But I'll get better at that. I promise. But I'll start trying to get those links out there. And even on, the Instagram page, trying to find it, cause I'll try and find that again. Anyways, it's, you know, it's just a video of this ball that hovers through these trees and kind of gets closer to this camera. And it's not like it goes by the camera on purpose. It's still pretty distant from the camera, but you can see it very well. Like, it's a pretty decent-sized ball. There's one of several balls with trails behind them. Now, the trails are because the camera's not used to seeing that light that close. And its tracking system is having an issue with it because it's trying to keep in night vision, but it's getting kind of unadjusted to day vision. And then, because the lights, that can be done with flashlights. And it just depends on the type of camera you have. Because some cameras will show a trail if you just run a flashlight by them. That flashlight will have a trail because it's still timing it, but it's just slow enough to catch. So it's stuff like that that you have to be weary of, but there are some that are just out there and you'll see it, you know, and it doesn't move by the camera like it's on purpose. It's just kind of there. And it's moving along, and there are tails, and then there's another one behind it, and there's then another one, and they're all at different angles and edges. So you see that there are multiple ones moving at the same time, as if it's just people moving through, or like the ghosts of animals moving through, the ghosts of fish, you know, maybe, or if any of you have seen Love, Death, and Robots on Netflix, there's one that's interesting about it, the Night Aquarium type one. It's like a ancient prehistoric ghosts of fish in the ocean. Great episode. But it's so amazing to see, and it's so fascinating to watch the videos that, you know, it's just so hard to unhoax. It's so difficult to put your finger on and not go, that looks fake. You know, it's a tough. You have to be careful because some of them are good fakes. I mean, good. And you have to be very careful. You have to be very, very careful because they will fool you. They'll fool you. It'll get to you. It's more like a gallery, and you have to be sure. Like you have to be sure that all the paintings are real. You know, so. If you're going to put them up, make sure they're real. You know, and so it's tough. Got to be, but they're out there. Now, I mean, some people, like I said, think these are spirits, like animals or ghosts or just spirits of the elements of the earth that are just old and beyond time, and they're just moving through. Some people think that they're aliens, that, you know, alien life forms are just balls of light. Or they're from another dimension. And who's to say? You know, we don't really know enough about true orbs to get any good research, because a majority of the orbs that we get can be dispelled by, you know, dust or pollen in the air, or, you know, anything. Like, heck, they're you know, I've seen so many of the Gettysburg ghost pictures that are just, you know, fields of orbs. And I'm like, well, what time did you go? Did you go in the, you know, after the rain when it's been dry, when trees are just, and plants are just pollinating the air with pollen, and you're going to get thousands of orbs when you take a picture, you know? Are you going during the spring and summer months? Are you going during the winter time? Are you going, because if it's, you know, if it's the winter time, then that's a better way to tell, because the wind will be blowing, so the orb, you know, the dust will be down. So it would be a great time, you know, or in the winter time, it's usually just very still. Just like in the summer, it can be very still. But in the wintertime, it can be very still. So you don't get a lot of orb pictures in those areas. And, you know, of course, snowfall makes it damn near impossible because there's no pollen in the air. So I would like to see a difference of maybe do time-lapse photos in the night during a snow to see if there's still the same amount of orbs. Well, I mean, not when it's snowing, but after it's snowed and there's no more snow in the air. After the air is clear. And, you know, of course, see, then you got a nice snow-fallen area with moonlit snow. Just a little bit of some cold wind, but just a little bit of some cold wind blowing just to kind of give it a seasonal feel. And take some pictures. And let's see how many orbs we get. Of course, we also have to contest at that point. If there's no wind, that's even better, because if you get orbs with no wind, that's perfect. Because with wind and snow on the ground, it could be blowing up top layer. And you're getting pictures of orbs that are snowflakes. So you have to be careful with that, I guess, you know? You have to be very careful, actually. You do. Not I guess, you do. Like I said, because you got all the seasons have something in the air. Fall has rain, usually. And, you know, you may not plan for it because the rain can come in at any minute, you know, depending on where you live, too, especially. I remember going to the mountains with my wife, Renee, and she said, oh, it's not supposed to rain today. And then we got up into the mountains, just started sprinkling, just pouring down not heavy, but light rain, but it was just constant. And it did eventually stop, but it kind of ruins it. Rain kind of ruins a day. It's an indoor activity kind of day. Like you go to an aquarium when it's raining, or you go to a shopping mall when it's raining, or you go, you know, somewhere that's indoors. You stay out of the rain. Or like me, you go investigating because it's perfect. rain's perfect for everything. Yeah. It is, really. But no, seriously, it's one of those where you have to attack it head on, get out there, and get out there 24/7 and take pictures. Prove that these orbs are spirits. Prove that it's not just pollen, snow, rain, dust, anything like that. Get that proof. We need somebody to do that. We need somebody to get that proof. And then we can start saying, okay, we might have something here with ghosts. We might have something. It seems quite possible that ghosts may exist at Gettysburg. Zettysburg? Blah. That ghosts may exist at Gettysburg. So let's try that. You know, I mean, look, orbs, man. Are they ancient spirits? Are they creatures that have been here for thousands of years and that's just the form that they have? Are they aliens? Are they animals? Are they people? Are they those other dimensional beings? Are they ghosts and spirits? Are they demons? Are they bad things? Are they will-o'-the-wisps? You know, are they ghost candles? What the... We don't know, but I can tell you a good majority of the pictures that we have taken paranormally, boys and girls, for orbs are going to be dust, pollen, rain, snow, falling paint, falling metal, falling water, like water dripping from a ceiling, stirred up dust from you walking through an area that hasn't been walked through in years. That's just a good majority of the pictures that you take of orbs. And that's a reason that we have gotten to the point in the show where we are now, why it's so hard to believe orbs. It's so hard to believe orbs because they are so easy to create. They're so easy to recreate. They're so easy to manipulate on a picture. It's so simple to claim that you've gotten proof by having paint falling from a ceiling, taking a picture, the flash hitting it, and you seeing that orb. To say that, because then you can look at it and go, oh, well, I didn't see anything, but this picture proves that I got something. And it's a good feeling to, you know, to have that ability to say that. I got something. I got proof. And that's your proof. But you have to be willing to also accept that that might be, okay, that might be dust. Take that picture out and look at it every day and go, okay, that might be dust. This might be dust. This might be dust. Let's go back. Let's take a picture here again. Let's take several pictures. And if there's no orbs every time that I take a picture, or one every few pictures, then I'll know it's dust. But if it takes, if I take every picture and that orb is in the same spot, there's something there, because that dust isn't going to be in that exact same spot each and every time. Just be like, click, 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 click. You know, take constant pictures. Make sure that you have several reels of proof that that orb is there in the same spot every single time. Then you can go, okay, there's more to this orb. Let's go back tomorrow and see if it's there. Or let's go back in a week and see if it's there. And if you go back in a week and that same orb is there, that's the proof. But if you take three pictures and that orb is not in the same place in those three pictures, you don't have anything. You have a piece of dust. You have some kind of debris falling from the ceiling, or maybe a bug flying through the air. One of those two things. But you don't have the proof you need to say it's a spirit. And that's difficult. That's hard to say. Because everybody wants that experience. Everybody wants that proof. In our field, in our line of passion and work. Because it's work. It's work. It is hard work. Going out into the field is way harder than research. Because research is simple. It's easy. It's expensive. But so is going out in the field, but it's less expensive than doing research, because sometimes to do research, you have to buy specific books to get ideas of what went down in that timeline. To get an idea of the timeline, you have to go into and read investigations of crimes and of this and of that. And it's always so hard to get the right information when you're doing indoor research versus field research. Field research is you're looking for things, and it's fun because you're out in the field and you're doing stuff and you're like, I might find Bigfoot. You know, hey, I recognize the big guy. I just don't believe in him. But there's a lot of people that do, so I don't fault you. I believe in Loch Ness Monster. So there you go. There's mine. And yes, I would love for it to be a plesiosaur, but do I think it is? Maybe. Anyways, wet my whistle there. It's easy to it should be so easy to prove orbs. It should be so easy, and if we could start getting pictures in the same place every single time, then you can start trying video in the same place every single time. Now you got to upgrade again. You got to upgrade. That's expensive. It is so damned expensive. But field work, you can upgrade over time, because now we have cell phones. So, boom. You know, you're gold now. You're gold now. A lot of evidence can be taken with just your cell phone. Now, there are some things that you might want to do for certain hunts, like Bigfoot or ghosts. But it's so simple, guys. So easy. So let's get on it, okay? Let's get on it. But for me, I'm one of those folks, like I said, that I just believe it's all dust and particles, except for those few that have kind of wowed me, mainly because they had their own flight pattern, their own kind of thought process. It's like they were, you know, oh, here and here and here and here and here and here and here. And, you know, it's just like it's going about a routine, but not like an insect, or, you know, an insect kind of has a path. It's got a set, you know, path that it zips there, zips back. And yes, insects can weave in and out of the room, but this moved like a person. Like, and it moved like it was taking steps. Like, it bobbed up and down like it was stepping. So it was crazy. But boys and girls, that's it for this episode. We're going to get this out for you, I promise. Thank you for being so understanding. And the second episode, well, that's going to hit you on Thanksgiving. So rest up and eat some turkey before you listen to that episode. Did you get it, Suresh? That's your hint, because that's exactly what we're going after, the Suresh. Good night, boys and girls. And of course, as usual, find us on Instagram at the Paranormal Rabbit Hole Podcast. All one word, type that into your search bar, hit that follow button. Also, follow us on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, whatever podcast platform you're listening on. If you've made it this far, go ahead and subscribe. Get those episodes sent to you every week, except for this last week, because I thought I did one and I did, but it was actually the week before. I apologize. Get those episodes. And also, give us a review on Apple and rate us on every single podcast platform. Take your friend's phone. Put us on your friend's phone. If they like ghosts, if they like paranormal, put us on their phone. Tell them to listen. Punk. Anyways, boys and girls, thank you once again for going down this paranormal rabbit hole with me.